Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It is just about 8:30, which means it's time to light the Arcan fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Light the Arcan fire. I like that. I like that phrase. We got to use that more often.
Let's
light the Arcan fire here with this first one here. Obviously, it's a Friday. You know, everyone talks about Flashback Friday. So I want to jog your memory a little bit. I saw this on my Instagram feed, Boston Sports Throwback. Shout out to that account. They have they always go back on the
Boston Sports Throw. I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, it's on Instagram, and it basically shares some memorable moments that happened, obviously, in Boston sports. And what I found out today was that it's been 11 years, I believe. I'm just gonna verify this. Yeah, 15 years since Gronk's first big game in the NFL. He was the first Patriots rookie with 3 touchdowns in one game. Of course, you remember that game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I just want to jog your memory. What do you remember about this game from Rob Gronkowski, which was labeled his first big game in the NFL?
So I'm watching the clips right now. I don't remember this game so much. I remember he had a big debut. I don't remember him scoring the 3 touchdowns. I saw that stat last night. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that. But what I do remember very vividly about Gronk's rookie year was a preseason game, and it must have been against Green Bay because I remember it was a linebacker. I think he was on Green Bay named James Laurinaitis. He was Ohio State, and I think he was drafted by the Packers. Can you look up who he played for? I think it was Laurinaitis. I think he was the Packers. But now I'm wondering if maybe I'm wrong because they had Matthews and A.J. Hawk and all those other guys. So maybe I'm thinking of the wrong team. But either way.
James Laurinaitis drafted by the Rams.
Drafted by the Rams. Okay, so it was the Rams, not the Packers. Rams. James Laurinaitis, Rams. And there was a preseason game, and it had to have been Patriots-Rams in 2010 because I remember Gronkowski catching a pass and Laurinaitis grabbed him by the leg. And Gronk dragged him into the end zone like he was a flea, like he was this little nothing person. And it was not at all. I mean, it was this big, big dude. It was a big linebacker. Let me see. Yep, St. Louis Rams, August 26th. I remember watching this game. And let me see. When did Gronk score the touchdown? In the second quarter. Gronkowski, 14-yard pass from Tom Brady. The last, I don't know, 5 yards or so. Laurinaitis was, is it Laurinaitis or Laurinaitis? I don't even remember.
I believe it's Laurinaitis.
Laurinaitis, whatever it is. At that moment, it didn't matter what his name was. He was holding on. He was holding on to Gronk's leg like how my 3-year-old son, when I'm trying to get him to go to his room and he doesn't want to, he just holds on to my leg and you got to walk with him like holding on to your leg. That's basically what it was. And Laurinaitis was, a big linebacker. And Gronkowski dragged him about 5-6 yards into the end zone. And I'll never, ever forget that because I remember watching that and going, holy bleep. Like, that was, what was that? And he hadn't even played a game yet. Then in his first game, he goes out there, he catches 3 touchdown passes against the Pittsburgh, and you're like, okay. And he would torture Pittsburgh over the years. They could not, there was times where they didn't even try anymore. They were just like, whatever. Let him catch it. What are we going to do? What are we going to stop him? I don't remember that game as much as I remember him dragging Laurinaitis into the end zone. I'll never forget that, ever. That was incredible.
Get over here!
This one actually came across my feed. I was very surprised to find out. So we've had conversations before about the Savannah Bananas and how you're not the biggest fan, you wouldn't go see them or whatever. Well, there's another reason you may need to go see them now, because they just brought in their first full-time ex-MLB player. So they had their inaugural draft with all the teams that play the Savannah Bananas.
I thought they had ex-MLB players playing all the time, no?
But those are appearances. This is someone who's going to be a member of the roster.
Okay, he's an actual banana, like a full-time banana.
Well, no, actually, because one of the teams that the Bananas play, the Indianapolis Clowns, yes, that's their actual name.
There's multiple teams that they play, or there's just like one Washington Generals that they play?
There's multiple teams that they play. Like when they were at Fenway last summer, they played the Firefighters. I forget some of the other names, but there's a bunch of other teams.
There's
that
like
are
a
out
whole league, and all the teams in the league have to play the Bananas.
Exactly.
Do the other teams play each other ever, or they all have to play the Bananas?
I think they all play the Bananas.
Interesting. I didn't realize that.
But anyway, the ex-MLB-er they drafted, Jackie Bradley Jr.
Really?
JBJ becomes the first ex-MLB player to participate full-time in Banana Ball. Does that change your mind potentially about maybe going to see him?
No. I like Jackie Bradley Jr., but no. Why would that change that? You know, like, first of all, they don't even play regular baseball. Is Jackie Bradley Jr. going to, like, dance and go on stilts and, like, do all that stuff? Like, because if he is, that's fine. It's cool. I mean, I don't really have a problem with the Savannah Bananas. I'm not sure I would rush to spend $500 or whatever it costs to go to those games. Maybe when my son's a little older, if he cares about that sort of thing, I will. But I'm not rushing out to go do it. And I'm not sure JBJ, love you, you know, is a fan of his. Although I was also working with Jones during, like, the JBJ prime. And Jones, this was at a time where he was taking the stance of, like, all right, the love for this guy is just way over the top. And he was kind of right. I mean, Bradley Jr. was a very, very good defensive center fielder. But he would go through the kind of slumps that made you wonder how he could, you know, is he a major league hitter? Like, when he was good, that 1 month out of every year where Jackie Bradley was good, he was like Ken Griffey Jr. Like, he was amazing because he was one of the best defensive center fielders in the game. And for 1 month each year, he would just tear the cover off the ball. Or in the ALCS, he would tear the cover off the ball just in like one random stretch. And he'd be like, damn, if he could just do that for another month or two, a month and a half, he could have an actual season and you could really start to count on him to be able to deliver for you. And it never, ever happened. It never materialized like that. And that was a shame because you had Mookie, you had Benintendi, you had Xander Bogaerts, you had all these other sort of young players all at the time excelling. Bradley defensively kept getting bad. I mean, you know, there was no real ceiling for him defensively, but offensively he just plateaued and never really snapped out of it. So I don't know. I mean, if I wasn't going to go see the Bananas before, the idea, so Bradley's not even going to be a Banana. He's going to be one of the other on the other teams.
One of the many teams that will circulate throughout when they travel the country.
I mean, shouldn't you put the ex-MLB guy on the Bananas? That's weird. Like, let's say some ex-NBA player was going to join the Globetrotters, and they're like, we're going to put you on the Washington Generals, actually, instead of the team that everyone's paying money to come see. Yeah, we're not going to have you on that team. You're going to be playing against that team. You're going to be the team that loses to that team. What do you think of that? What do you think of that, Jackie Bradley Jr.? I'd be like, that sucks, man. How about you put me on the Bananas? How about I be on, like, the cool team? I'm the name. Like, who else does anybody even know about on this thing? So that's kind of weird. But, no, I'm not going to. Good for Jackie. That's cool, and I hope that they continue to bring in ex-MLB guys and pay them full-time. I think that's a cool second act for some of these guys since the kids love it so much, but it's not going to convince me to go see them.
Is there just a quick follow-up before we go to the next one. Is there an MLB player you think, past or present, you think could thrive in that kind of environment, the banana ball entertainment sort of baseball style?
Tristan Cassis, I think, could be a good banana ball guy. You know, he'd be out there, he'd be dancing, he'd have the outfits on. Like, I think he would fit right into that. Who else? I don't know. Who's like a fun baseball player? I don't know. I have to think about that a little more. Ask me.
We'll revisit that one later.
Yeah, we can revisit that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I figure here on Friday, let's get you some of the biggest movie trailers. I know you're not really a movie buff, but of course, you spark the interest by seeing any kind of trailer or teaser, so just a couple I'll list for you out there. There was a teaser trailer for another Toy Story movie, Toy Story 5.
Mm-hmm.
There was a trailer.
We're up to 5 of those already?
I know, seriously.
Damn.
And there is a flaw, obviously. If you see the trailer, it's Woody and Buzz, but in the last movie, Woody left his gang. But that's a story for another time.
Okay.
There's also another...
Spoiler alert.
They made that movie in 2019. It's long enough.
Okay.
There was another trailer for another Super Mario Brothers movie.
Okay.
So that obviously the big hit a couple of years ago. They're making a second one. And then there was also a trailer for a second Devil Wears Prada movie, of course, with Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway. I know it doesn't really matter to anyone.
Just
around
a bunch
here.
Of new remake, a bunch of new remade crap. That's
I know,
all
and
is.
We just talked about it on Monday. Ugh. How there's no originality.
Really, there's nothing. There's nothing. That sucks. Devil Wears Prada, let's just remake that. I never saw that movie. I don't care about it, but it had like its own following. It was its own movie. It was its own thing. Let's just make another one of those. A sequel is a little bit different. Sequel to a kid's movie, whatever. Toy Story, that's like a kid's franchise. I put kid's movies in a totally different thing. Like, that's still an ongoing thing with popular characters, fine. You want to make sequels, make sequels. It's the reboots. It's the reboots that get me. Is this a reboot of Devil Wears Prada or like a long after sequel?
It's called Devil Wears Prada 2, so it's going to be a follow to the first movie.
Okay. I mean, that's a little cheesy. When did the first one come out? Like 2011?
I want to say it was...
But don't want to say. Look it up.
Well, I'm just telling you off the top of my head.
I know. I didn't ask you off the top of your head. It was 20 years ago, 2006. So that's a 20-year sequel. Get out of my face. That's basically a reboot. You're rebooting the movie. That's not really a sequel. That was like when they redid the Coming to America sequel. That's not really a sequel. It's way long ago. That was even longer than 20 years. Coming to America, that was like 35 years removed, I think. Something crazy like that. And I watched it because I'm going to watch it because Coming to America is one of my favorite movies ever. But it was the same thing, you know. It was just like, yeah, here it is. Here's Coming to America in 2023 or whatever it was. Whenever that one came out. Here's Devil Wears Prada, but it's in 2026 instead of 2006.
Good morning, my neighbors!
So, I don't know. I mean, Super Mario, my son was into the first one. He liked the first one. Jack Black as Bowser was pretty funny. So, I'll probably see that one with him. But these other ones, it's just, can you make a new movie? Can you move on from this? A sequel 20 years after, another Devil Wears Prada sequel? Like, shut up and go away. That's my take on that. Shut up and go away.
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Shut up and go away. I'm told that in between breaks. So nothing new there. normally on these Fridays for The Producer's Point, I'm giving my Patriots thought, but Patriots already played, so I guess I got to give my reaction to their victory over the Jets last night. And I did say last night during the show not to freak out about how nothing's going to change if they lost that game.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel the same way even with the win. I mean, it doesn't quite move the needle for me. Yeah, this was a team that the Patriots were expected to beat, you know, depending on how they looked. Doesn't really do anything for me. Like, they were still going to be a good team regardless of if they lost, but it just, you know, it affirms what we were talking about earlier. They are a good team. They've got a very talented offense. Drake May, MVP candidate. Vrabel, great job at the locker room. Yeah, we kind of already knew this. So I guess it's a big way of saying that regardless of what happened last night, I still feel as confident in the Patriots as I did after the Tampa win. So whether they won or lost, my feelings stay exactly the same.
Okay, there you go. That's the producer's point. That point being, no change in any thing that he said the other day. A couple of people on the text line. Kike Hernandez, born for banana ball. Multiple people have texted that in. You're right about that. Kike would thrive in banana ball. 603, Josh Hamilton on the bananas. Is that like a suggestion, or has he actually played for him? I don't know. I will say that banana ball in the steroid era would have been cool. Banana ball on steroids, that would have been cool. This big giant on stilts, like, that would look crazy. But yeah.
Mac1614 in the Twitch chat says Duran.
Jaren Duran for banana ball? I don't know. Does he have the temperament for banana ball? Right? Like, because if someone in the stands catches the ball, there's a lot of interaction with the fans. That's not really Jaren Duran's forte, wouldn't you say? Whenever Jaren Duran interacts with a fan, it's generally like, oh, God. Oh, no. PR team has to go into, like, recovery mode. It's like a whole thing. It's not often a good interaction. I don't know about that. Julian Tavares for banana ball. Is Julian Tavares still with us? I think. If so, sure. Why not? I remember Julian Tavares bowling the ball to first base back in his time with the Red Sox. I was a fan of his. Is he right, Julian Tavares?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Very good. All right, good. Phew. Okay. Thank goodness. Don't know what I'd do. Yeah, maybe. They got Spaceman coming out with the bananas, right? Spaceman Lee, that's a guy I'd say. Good for the bananas. Papelbon, he was out there with him. That's another one I'd say is a good fit in terms of ex-players. Current players, right now, today, Alejandro Kirk, right? Little fat guy out there. The guy. It would be funny to see Kirk hit off the guy on stilts. Like, that would be funny. Just like a giant pitching to a little tiny guy. Like, I'd enjoy watching that. But I don't know. I don't know. I have to keep thinking about that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.